Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Alcohol is the devil. Devil.
So I've noticed that you've always noticed this. That I get like red in the face when I drink.
Yes.
And I never thought anything. Oh, I just figured like my blood pressure went up.
That you're embarrassed at what you're doing to yourself.
But then I started like somebody turned me on to the fact that every time I drink, my nose gets really, really stuffy. Like, I just get completely stopped up. So, I talked to a doctor friend of mine who said, oh, yeah, that's called the Asian glow. And I said, the what?
The Asian.
I said, it's 2019. You can't say that.
You can't say that.
He says, no. That's really what it's called. That's what we diagnose things. I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't feel comfortable being diagnosed. Give me something else. Just lie to me and tell me it's something else. I don't feel comfortable being diagnosed with that. This is 2019. So evidently, my body does not have the proper enzymes to break down the alcohol, so it gets flushed into my bloodstream, and it creates the allergy.
Well, why is it Asian?
I don't know. Oh, because I looked on Wikipedia, like 80% of people from East Asia have this.
Oh.
That's why they call it.
I'm as you guys know, I probably watch way more YouTube than I do actual television, and BuzzFeed is a great channel to watch. They actually tested the Asian glow or Asian flush with a group of Asian people, and they had them drink for a while, and sure enough, their face goes from just a nice complexion to bright red.
And so I was like, so what's my cure? And they're like, well, there isn't one. Your body doesn't have the enzyme. You can try to take antihistamine while you're doing it. Like Allegra might help or Zyrtec or whatever. Fine, whatever. Or you can just stop drinking. Or you can just deal with it. And they said, do a self-test.
So it says the condition results in a heightened heart rate, headache, and nausea.
Yeah, and it also said it increases your risk of esophagus cancer.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, all right. So he's like, you got some options. I'm like, what are the options? And he's like, you drink a lot and figure out which one is it that causes it. So I did. And I got a big problem. Okay. We know my favorite drink is. The gin and tonic is like the favorite drink.
Yes.
Kind of cause. My second favorite drink is beer.
Okay.
Massive cause.
Waiting for you to say the J word, possibly. I didn't.
That's the only one that doesn't do it.
Jameson?
Yep.
Whoa.
So my new drink of choice.
Hard liquor.
Is an old fashioned, Troy.
Oh, no.
That is my new drink. It really does not, for some reason, cause me to have this sensation. Beer is the worst. Beer is the absolute worst. If I have a beer, done. I don't know why. I don't know when this started. Maybe it's happened my whole life. I just never thought of it because I figured, oh, I was always in a smoky bar. But there's no smoky bars anymore.
Right.
So I don't know why or how, but now I do know that the only thing that I can really do, and it still causes a little bit, but it's just not as bad.
So you're telling me when we're all sitting around in Oxnard doing prep, and you know, we all you get a cocktail or two, you are just going to start with old fashions. Now, you know you have to do like all the work with, you know, is it an orange peel?
Yeah, it's an orange peel. Here's what I'm going to do.
Light it on fire. You got to burn it. That's a lot of prep.
I'm gonna have the orange peels pre-marinated for 30 days in whiskey. That's what I'm going to wind up doing.
Okay.
My God, y'all are going to be in Oxnard. Roy's going to have Pop-Tarts, and there's RJ with his sugar cubes and orange peels for his drinks.
I don't know what it, you know, I have no idea. Like, I haven't gone deeper into maybe I have a gluten allergy, which I doubt. And besides, I'm not going gluten-free anyway.
Take that, Gavin Spittle.
Yeah.
Don't want to have to think. I don't want to think when I eat.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'm not going to really be having much beer. Who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just say screw it.
You know, this has been a bad weekend for drinking because you found this out that you have the Asian brightness, and At the same time, CNBC put out the article with the research that just 5 alcoholic drinks a week could shorten your life. People who drink more and more are likely to suffer a stroke, heart failure, and fatal aneurysms, according to the research.
Oh. Okay. I mean, we know this.
Yeah.
The government is spying on us, and alcohol and fatty foods are bad for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, physicians.
They are.
Thank you, doctors.
Yeah. Tobacco still causes cancer.
What's gonna stop you from doing it? Like, none of that stuff's gonna stop me.
No. Like, stuffy nose is not really gonna stop me from doing it, although it's like annoying to try to sleep.
Right.
You know,
but that's why you drink enough to pass out.
Right, you pound waters. Yeah. You pound water. Right, you're right. Yeah. You gotta go hard.
You gotta overcompensate.
Right.
Have trouble falling really asleep, get drunk.
So you're telling me that you're gonna drink your new drinking choice would be old fashions?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God. That is a very that's a big step. That's
an oldie. Going with an oldie.
That's like 3 drinks an outing. Like, you're not going to be able to be doing an all day or thing, you know?
No, I know. It's going to be tough.
They're excellent.
They're very good, but
they're strong.
They're strong, and you can't really have more than you can't really go and drive yourself to a bar.
No.
Like, you used to be able to drive. I could drive myself to a bar. Hey, here's a couple of beers.
2 beers.
And I'm going home. But now, I can't do that.
No.
I'll have 2 old fashions and go home?
Yeah.
my home is cell block 3.
And your...
Tennessee Colony.
And your bar tab is about to dramatically change.
Yeah, those $3 drinks I was having.
Now you're putting a 1 in front of it.
Yep, I know.
You get an old fashioned for less than $10.
Nope, I'm not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.